Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Thursday, February 18th. Governor Henry McMaster has signed a bill banning most abortions into law. The governor placed his seal of approval on the measure during a statehouse ceremony this afternoon.
This is a great day. It's a happy day. There are a lot of happy hearts beating right now all across South Carolina.
Planned Parenthood has already filed a federal lawsuit to stop the measure from going into effect. State Attorney General Alan Wilson responded, saying he would defend the law in court. The State House of Representatives approved the South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat and Protection from Abortion Act on a 79-35 vote Wednesday and gave it a final procedural vote today before sending it to McMaster. While much of the state struggles to distribute the COVID vaccine, one hospital in the Piedmont is actually ahead of its own projections. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
MUSC Lancaster has distributed all of its planned Pfizer vaccine allotments and then some. The Lancaster News reports that the hospital has actually doled out 102% of the doses it had planned on. The reason lies in the fact that while Pfizer vaccine vials are made to yield 5 doses, there is a 6th dose worth of vaccine in the vials if you can get to it with the right kind of needle. Not getting the entire vaccine amount from vials is the problem some health officials internationally are facing. Doctors in Japan have had to throw out millions of doses of what would have been viable vaccine because they couldn't reach them. MUSC Lancaster says it's gotten every drop of vaccine it's been sent. The hospital is now working on a vaccine distribution hotline to keep future vaccination seekers informed. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Nearly 4,500 people who live and work in South Carolina filed a first-time unemployment claim last week. According to the State Department of Employment and Workforce, the agency doled out state and federal unemployment aid to roughly 129,000 people for the week ending February 13th. The average payout was $223. Anderson County led the state in number of claims filed. And after 2 days of relatively low coronavirus cases, the daily tally is once again over 1,400. Monday and Tuesday tallies were less than 1,000, but today the State Department of Health and Environmental Control confirmed 1,451 new cases and 32 more deaths. The positive test rate was 10%. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.